Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klaus Samaches Simin Yud Tes. We still have a few more points to clarify in regards to this concept of Chumash. We didn't mention that the concept of presuming Nisa, we do spend more than Chumash. We spend much more than Chumash. So the Ramshik suggests the following. We mentioned the question in regards to Pinyan Ben. So why you mechayev to spend more money than it's all your money, so it's more than a chumash. Why are you mechayev to do that? So Merim Sheik says that you have responsibilities to others. Pinyan Ben is not just a mitzvah, but it's a responsibility to give the money to the kohen. It's a chiyuv klapei acherim, so a person spends whatever he's mechayev to spend, he spends. So he then suggests we can use it. Presuming Nisa is part of our chiyuv klapei Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's more than just a bit on the makom. It's part of the responsibility of Kadosh Baruch Hu's world that we clarify the Bereshit's presence to the world. So that would be the equivalent of something which is, it's like a mitzvah which is vis-a-vis others, responsibility vis-a-vis others, and therefore you can spend more than that amount. The Bir Halacha in Tafresh Nunvav raises the question that possibly for a mitzvah of Eris, a person is allowed to spend more than a chumash. Because if you don't spend the money now, you won't have the opportunity. Whereas other mitzvahs, you'll have another opportunity. So the Gemara talks about Rabbi Gamliel spending a large amount of money for an esrig. So he says that maybe the mitzvah eris would be different. It's not clear in the Gemara. Remember, it's not clear in the Bavli. The Bavli put this limitation in regards to mitzvahs. It said it specifically in regards to stoka, and we're extrapolating to mitzvahs as well. So maybe the extrapolation only applies to mitzvah, which is constant, like stokah. There's always opportunities to give stokah. So I'm not mechayev to stretch right now more than a chumash, and therefore I'm not allowed to stretch. I'm not supposed to stretch more than a chumash, because the mitzvah opportunity will come up again and again. But a mitzvah of eris, that wouldn't be true, and he leaves this as a possibility. In a scenario, moving over to the name of stalker, in a scenario where there is a pikuach nefesh involved, the needs money, and I can give more than a chumash and thereby save his life. Obviously, we do not put a limitation of chumash in that situation that should impact the person's life and endanger or not save the person. Okay. I want to touch on the Nakuda of Tircha. So he spoke about this issue of traveling, and we put it in the context of Tircha. Let's clarify, it's clear throughout Shas that Chazal didn't put too much consideration onto the person's Tircha. Mitzvah is something you need to do. A person makes a pranasa. Well, it's a lot of Tircha to make pranasa. The person, it can be manual labor, it can be mental exertion, and you do it because that's what you got to do. We don't say, well, it's a tircha, and so I shouldn't support myself. So we're put in this world for the purpose of serving Hashem. If that means that there's effort involved, and you have to work hard and do that. That's what you do. That's what we're here for. So the concept of the tircha itself is not a reason to pat a person from doing mitzvahs. The concept of limiting the amount that we spend is because we have these other concerns of how it might impact the person down the road. And we already mentioned the Bir Halacha says that if it's not going to affect you down the road, then obviously you should spend money for mitzvahs the same way you spend money for everything else that you need. So it's not that we should not take this as a siman, the Chazal, we're sort of, like limiting your responsibility towards the mitzvah. That's not the point at all. Clearly a person has to do whatever it takes to do a mitzvah. Whether it's tircha, etc. The discussion which the Nishmas Adam has in regards to traveling, in other words, that's more than a tircha. That's the concept that a person is uprooting themselves totally and moving into a whole new world, etc. Are you mechayev to do that? That's a unique type of concept. And maybe that's why that's different. And even that... we could argue the idea. We mentioned that it's not so clear that we accept the argument of the Nishmas Adam. number one. And number two, the concept that the Chabad Chaim said, that people who travel all over the place, that spend a lot of money, we don't have a limit of Chaimish, if they're willing to travel all over the place for other needs, whether it's parnosa or whether it's for just for enjoyment, so why should we relieve them from responsibility to travel in order to do mitzvahs? So that's not, I have not seen anybody who says that, but it would seem to me that that would be a logical extrapolation of the concept that the Chabad Chaim was saying. Okay, with this, we've finished discussing Siman Yud Tes. We will move on to the next Siman in the following Shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.